This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Mesa County is seeing an increase in COVID-19 deaths among younger people. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Since May in Mesa County, COVID-19 has killed people who are in their 50s and 40s, 30s, 20s, and a 15-year-old girl.
It's horrifying to see.
Stephanie Bush with Mesa County Public Health says the numbers of younger people dying after contracting COVID are much higher than a year ago, and that 93% of all deaths are in unvaccinated people.
The vaccine really is doing what it's meant to do. It's meant to save lives, and it is doing that so much more often than not.
Bush says vaccinated people who are dying from COVID in Mesa tend to be 80 or older. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado's House delegation joined to introduce a bill that would name a U.S. post office in Boulder for Eric Talley, the police officer who was killed while responding to the King Soopers shooting. The state says it will withhold millions of dollars in federal relief money unless RTD restores more bus service to Boulder and Longmont. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
RTD cut all express buses from Denver to Boulder and Denver to Longmont when the pandemic started. There are still local buses, but now more commuters want RTD to bring back their speedier rides. CDOT agrees, and it's threatening to hold back more than $30 million unless RTD does that. The transit agency says it's been prioritizing service for minority and low-income riders, and the U.S. 36 corridor is wider and wealthier than many areas in the metro. And RTD says it just doesn't have enough bus drivers to bring back more service anyway. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org.